Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The work system from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Well.
And just like that.
And just like that, we were in 2022. You said it couldn't be done, but we're back.
We did it.
People, I think, thought we were like done.
I know. Well, that's honestly, I think, the first time I've ever taken a long break.
And was it nice?
It was nice, but I was stressed. Because I'm used to just like working or doing something every week. And
then
I just kept
that.
Thinking about it. And
now you're back.
Now I'm back.
I think you needed a break.
I needed a break for sure.
I think
sure.
That's good that you, especially because you've been doing this like for years, pretty much.
Yeah, and we had a marathon recording session, so I just needed a break to even have something new to say.
It was good that we like did our separate
things. We did the thing. We gave them the Tampa Bays.
We
went our separate ways.
You went to Mexico City.
I went to Mexico City. I went to Florida.
You had a, like, so now we have, like, stories to tell.
Yeah, and now we're back. We're feeling fresh. It's a new year, new us.
I have not gotten COVID yet.
The clock is ticking. Carrie,
it's a countdown.
Just told me he's feeling a little left out that he hasn't had COVID yet.
I know that's very insensitive to say, but I'm just like baffled that everyone, I know like probably now 20 people who've gotten it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wait, how did I not get it?
Well, it's going to hit.
It's
LA
about to hit
in
LA.
A huge way soon,
yeah.
So don't worry.
I'm not like jonesing to get it. I'm just like, I'm more just like, wait.
What about me?
Well, you start being like, because it seems like you can get it. Some people can be in close. I mean, I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah. But that was your New Year's resolution, is no more COVID talk.
But I've been good. I had some you know, quiet resolutions for myself that I'm hoping to take into this new year and just like put them into practice.
Yeah.
And I had a really chill holiday in LA and I'm glad to be back.
How is Christmas in Los Angeles?
Christmas is my favorite time in LA because there's few people here. It kind of feels like the rapture has happened, but like in a chill way. And there's like a weird, spooky quality to LA at Christmas time. And I love it.
It's like, haunted.
It's haunted and it's nice. And it's like so alien to what I grew up with, like of it just being bitter or like weirdly warm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, although this year it was fucking freezing. But I love it. It's the best time of LA for me. It's like when I'm in LA for Christmas, I'm like, oh, I'm a real Angelino. I am.
Yeah.
So I just did it. We did it with Simon's family on both nights. His mom, Emily, who's an icon, truly a legend. She ordered a book for Simon's nephew online that was like, it looked like this cute book about like animals. And she just like saw it on Amazon. It had a great review from educators. So she was like, oh, this is perfect. So she got him a bunch of cute gifts. And then the book was in there. And Nikki, Simon's twin, opened it and he was just flipping through it because he was like, oh, this looks cool. And he saw like, it was like normal, normal, normal. And then on page 5, it was like, sometimes mommy gets hit by daddy. And it was like a photo of like a cartoon woman with a black eye. And
what?
Then Nikki was like, wait. And I guess it was like someone like punked like the company or something. Cause I think it was snuck in like a secret book of like Garbage Pail Kid shit where it was like that kind of quality of like foulness. And it was like cartoons talking about STDs and like domestic violence and
like it was a joke. Children's
it was a joke,
book.
But it was like within a cute children's book.
And it was marketed towards children.
And it was like had great reviews apparently on Amazon of like, this is educators like,
whoa.
So Emily was like, oh no. And like, we all were laughing so hard because bless you. And it was just like fucking, now I get it. But it was so weird. It was a little freaky. And then the guy had like his Instagram page and like his handle in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked him up. He was some like ghoul on TikTok who like pranks. But I've never seen that done before.
Wow.
And it was just really funny and like kind of perfect.
What was the book called?
I forget. But like it did seem, when you flip through the first, like I could see why people would be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, and that's how they get you, I guess.
That's classic. But it punked.
But it was truly like, sometimes mommy gets hit by daddy. And it was like,
I thought it was going to turn into like an educational domestic violence.
No, it was like, you know, rhymes about gonorrhea and chlamydia and like HPV and scape, you know, syphilis.
Okay.
All curable, but you know, just not probably what a young child.
Yeah.
But it was a fun Christmas. It was a laugh riot.
It was a silly Christmas.
It was a silly,
lol.
it was very farcy.
Love that.
I loved it. But yeah, I missed my fam, but it was good to be here with my LA fam. So it was fun.
I love that.
Watched a lot of Mob Wives. Can't wait to get into season 2.
I know, you finished it.
I finished the whole series. I'm now on Mob Wives Chicago.
The journey continues. Not the same.
I've been watching Station 11, which is an amazing show. Everyone should be watching it. And I watched, what did I watch? Oh, the new James Bond movie. So good.
Did
no
it
time
have a
to
crazy
die.
Twist at the beginning that you weren't expecting?
The beginning's scary.
Like, okay.
It's Rami Malek's in it, so you
One
know
of
it's
my
scary.
Friends that I was with over Christmas, he was telling us all about how he went to go see James Bond on mushrooms, and he was like, it was a really like really terrible movie to watch on mushrooms. Like it really freaked me out. Just like was not the right thing.
Well,
I was like, what could possibly happen? That's like,
so
A,
scary.
I wouldn't go see that movie on mushrooms.
No.
But I'm also like, what was the big twist? Like it's,
well,
don't tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you, but like the beginning does have like a terrifying moment that would be
jarring,
especially
on a psychedelic.
It was, I was jarred sober.
Okay.
So it would be jarring on shrooms.
Maybe I can't wait to go back to the theater because COVID really took that away from me.
I think it's about to shut down again, all the cinemas.
No.
I think they're going to be closing for a little.
I'm going to fucking...
Just for like, I think it's only going to be like a few weeks. And then I think by February things will be like...
That's a classic famous last words. February, aka one of the worst months of the year.
I know.
Nothing, if you have to phrase anything, I think by February you know that it's fucking... It's dirt nap time.
As Mariah Carey said.
I don't trust...
Did you say dirt nap?
Yeah.
Okay, Chrissy. Chrissy Teigen.
I went to Florida. The beautiful state.
Where COVID
state,
doesn't exist.
The beautiful state of Florida where everything's pretty optional.
Yeah, pandemic is optional.
And the vibes were really good in Florida, I have to say.
I mean, you were also around like cherubs.
Yeah, I was around my godson and his little sister.
Cool Aunt Laura.
Cool Aunt Laura flew into town from Los Angeles. Yeah. And it was cool. I finally got, you know how I needed like deep, like capitalist Republican luxury around Christmas time?
Yeah.
I got that. In Palm Beach, yeah. Especially Palm Beach.
Oh.
They really do it up.
Yeah, they have like that... What's the big... The street, the main
Worth
street?
Worth Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it just like the Grove?
It was just... Ugh.
So you got the...
I went to the Breakers, that like famous hotel. I took my mom to brunch there.
That's where Luann
we
got...
We had a buffet. I know.
Arrested.
No, she got arrested at the Colony, didn't she? Or was she arrested at Breakers?
Maybe.
I think I did a photo shoot at the Colony like several years ago when I visited Florida to commemorate her...
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Arrest. Unhand me. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, I had a... They took part in a buffet, which
you got your.
I
you got your,
needed
your snow crab or whatever snow claw.
No raw bar, unfortunately. No.
Maybe good.
Yeah, it's fine. But buffets now are kind of even. Well, I love a serving myself because I love to go big or go home when it comes to portions, and I like to be in control.
You like to go big.
Like, well, I'm the captain now to the buffet spoon as I ladle out a bunch of like hash browns. Yeah. But so now the way buffets work in the time of COVID, if you're in a state that even offers you a buffet option,
right.
is that you get served, you can, it's a no touch, and you just get served by someone else, which is nice, but I like the interactive quality of a buffet.
Yeah.
I was just glad to be at like a high-end buffet. Honestly, it's one of the things I've really missed.
Well, I was like very harrowed by how you tried to get into the Christmas spirit in Beverly Hills and was just like, Father Time and the curse of COVID future.
I will never go to Neiman Marcus again.
So I'm glad that you got...
It was a corrective experience that healed a lot of trauma that I had taken on that fateful trip to Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
So I got that going, had a little Palm Beach day.
Cute.
Yeah.
Did you see Tinsley?
No. But I did see Brooklyn Beckham. And Nicola Peltz walking down the street.
To Palm Beach.
I know. I was like, I feel like I know that guy. And then I was like,
They kind of look alike.
They do. And they were with like a crew of friends.
Nicola Peltz is just this daughter of like a billionaire, right?
I think so, yeah.
And now she's...
She was just walking around like Von Dutch. I was like, I feel... Elderly.
Is he little in person?
No, they're like regular size.
He's cute.
I was like, oh, I know that cutie. And then I was like, oh, I do, because it's like a famous person's offspring.
What's the sister's name? Seven? Harper. Seven.
Yeah, she's cute.
Well, I'm glad you got that.
Yeah, I needed it.
And you
I
got
really
to go to the DF.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the Roma section?
Yeah, I went to Roma. I was staying in like the Polanco area. I didn't know that Mexico City was so fucking big.
Oh, it's humongous.
Massive.
It's like
LA on steroids.
I think it's
triple
like,
the population. It's 21 million people.
I think it's
Mexico
like the
city.
Second biggest city in the world.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's crazy.
Just like went to a lot of good restaurants and went out. We went to a salsa club one night, a drag show another night, went to a rave.
You got your blood rave.
Yeah. Mexico City does a rave like I've never raved to this kind of music before.
I've heard that. Like it's like a huge disc woman.
It was like
scene.
Truly We walked into the rave on New Year's Eve, like arrived at like 2:30 or 3 a.m. to the most intense, like industrial techno I've ever heard, to the point where I was like, how could you even rave to this? Like, no one was really dancing. Everyone was just like standing there
rolling.
Like, yeah. And then I was like, I don't know if I can like find my way into this music. But thankfully,
Ketamine
helped me find my way.
Now, did you go out at that time? Did you like sleep till like...
We went out that night. We started out the night being like, we're going to keep things chill. Like, we'll probably be in bed by like 2. I was like, we're definitely not staying out till like 5. And then Smash got to like us going home in an Uber at like 5:30. But it was really fun.
Did you...
Oh, and I... Okay, so I did have a drink because I had decided like at my year mark, I like hit a year mark, and then I was like, I want to see
good for you.
How I feel. And honestly, not impressed by
really?
Yeah, I was like, this, I tried like a margarita, which was tasted good, and then like some red wine, which actually tasted bad to me, and I was shocked at that. But then I was not moved by the way it made me feel. I kind of got a headache and I was like, this isn't worth it to me.
Yeah.
So back to no booze.
Hell yeah.
The good lifestyle.
I was curious if you were going to drink in the
Was curious to see, because I wanted to just see how I felt after having all that time off. And then it was like, I was surprised because I thought I was really going to like it, or like the feeling of being like a little bit tipsy, but I really didn't like it and I didn't like the taste.
Well, now you know that you can do it and you can take it or leave it.
Yeah. And it's a true leave it for me.
You know,
if there are other things I'd rather do.
Yeah. Like
ketamine at raves.
Hey.
To each their own.
To each thy own. Well, I'm proud of you for a year of that. And
thanks.
I think it's good that you're on.
I'm proud of myself.
It's a really big deal.
Yeah.
And it's hard to not. It's hard to do that during the holidays, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be.
There was definitely a point during the holidays where I did feel like called to drink.
It's
but
like,
that's also like the time that you probably should not.
Yeah, it's like a big goblet of red wine looks great on Christmas.
And would feel amazing. But I don't actually think it would feel that amazing.
No. I mean, yeah, once you get through the first sober holiday, it's kind of like you're good.
Yeah, and I really don't think it wasn't necessary. Booze has not become necessary for me to have like a good time. It's more just like the company that I'm with and like the conversation and the lols. So
as it should be.
Yeah, and so and it's not going to make, I realized for me at this point, like adding alcohol to the mix is not going to make the time I'm having any better. It's not going to make or break a situation. It's not like an industrial rave where ketamine will actually make the rave better. It's like alcohol doesn't do that for me personally.
Well, I'm glad that you had that experience and now you can just continue with whatever this is.
Yeah.
So also, have you watched Yellow Jackets?
I am not caught up. I'm not caught up in anything. It was actually really nice also
to not watch.
The only thing I did watch a lot of was And Just Like That. But aside from that, it was nice to have a break from television.
Yeah. Well, I want to get into
the reason for this episode. Yeah.
We've had a break and so has this show.
I know.
And now it's back and it's back and thank God is it back.
This show...
We needed it.
And honestly, I have to say, well, let's like intro.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique Podcast. Salty Utah Queens.
Okay, I have to say, I need this cast to stay the same.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't think anyone should get fired. I don't think we need to take them anywhere. People seem to be resolving their issues. Like, they don't need, like, outside help to resolve issues. And honestly, outside help won't resolve anything.
Yeah, normally I would say, please seek outside help.
But no,
but
I'm like, you guys, this cast is like, they're doing the work. And I like to see... They're making good TV, and that's what the that's what we need at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I think it's maybe the first franchise I've seen, especially like a new one, where the cast could just be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's usually with other franchises, there's always like one weak link. There's not a weak link.
They all bring it.
You might not like everyone, but they all bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny included. Jenny's a great addition, and I'm, especially after this episode, and especially when my queen walked in with a Cheesecake Factory bag.
When she walked in with a Cheesecake Factory bags packed to the brim of the biggest takeout containers I've ever seen.
And I was like, that.
I craved Cheesecake Factory takeout container.
And I was like, I want to go to dinner with her at the Cheesecake Factory.
Me too. And when she goes, sometimes I need to pop by to see if he snuck a sister wife into his office. I was like, fair.
Yeah.
If my husband suggested a sister wife, you better bet I'd be bringing Cheesecake Factory over.
Well, I want to get into it.
Yeah.
So Whitney is, her rebrand is almost complete, but now it is going to be a Wild Rose launch party at the Ivy in downtown Salt Lake.
Whitney strolling smugly down the street was such 2022 energy.
Yeah, that's my energy.
I hope all of us are bringing that energy into 2022, delusionally believing in your own billionaire potential.
Yeah, she's talking to like the person who runs the venue, the Ivy, and she
the
goes,
Ivy, which I was like, it just is like a brick. It's like a concrete room,
like every other building in Salt Lake City. And then Whitney goes, the rebrand is all about being in the wild. And the person goes, well, let's do a jungle theme, baby. And I was like, wow, so out of the box.
New ideas.
Yeah,
brewing.
I was like, shit, I should be an event planner.
Are you okay to move some of the plants around? Sure.
Sure.
This is a literally industrial shed.
Also, this is so last minute vibes. I'm like, honey, you've got 3 days, baby, till this shit is off the ground. And I don't see how a few plants in a jungle
there
theme.
Were not enough plants. Mm-mm. And the theme was not jungly. And also, I'm haunted by her pillows. I need to talk about these $2 pillows.
When Heather was like, let's stuff the pillows.
Heather, my supportive queen, is really always trying to be there for Whitney. But I think even she knows that Wild Rose Beauty is a flop.
Mm-hmm.
I love Lisa pretending to clean.
Yeah, she goes, I think she's talking about her housekeeper. And she goes, as much as Mary cleans it, it's just never enough.
She goes, John, do you know where the Clorox is? And he goes, no. I think he was like, also, you never clean.
Yeah, he was like, okay. Look at her on her knees, scrubbing with gloves on.
She saw like Ramona doing that like cleaning thing, and she was like, I'm going to clean now. I just love her.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, who cleans with gloves like that?
And in an outfit.
Yeah.
New. Heather makes sure the cameras are rolling when she gifts her employee Dre an Audi.
Yeah, she buys her an Audi, and she's like, this is my gift to you.
The least I could do. The smallest token of appreciation.
An Audi.
I was like, chic. Yeah. I want one.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know that hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine?
That is where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in.
Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended, this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, our listeners can use code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry! Your hair and skin will thank you.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Jenny goes to her evil husband's chiropractic clinic.
I've turned on, I have to say. Sorry to interrupt. I'm pro Dewey. I think that he was just trolling with the sister wife thing. We'll see. I'm keeping my eye on him.
He gives me Family Annihilator vibes. Sorry.
Well,
he just gives me the vibes of someone that's like wanting to like leave his family and start a new life.
Yeah.
So they eat. I like that this was
huge
kind of cute.
Huge takeout.
They eat it on a table mm-hmm. for adjustments.
Yeah, I was like, I hope that's sanitized. Yeah. I'm grossed out, but I was put at ease by just the massive Cheesecake Factory portions.
Mm-hmm. Jenny's just kind of like, hey, so at my faux party, Mary said I had slanted eyes.
Yeah.
And Dewey's like, well, that's fucked up.
And she's like, I know. So I'm going to confront her.
And then she goes, Carlin won.
Best art.
Best art. And I was like,
she's number one in art class, which I was like,
of course.
I love that for her.
Carlin.
Should you be rating kids in art class? Probably not.
No, but.
Seems like.
But with
pretty
Carlin.
Subjective. But with Carlin, give her everything.
Yeah. You don't really. I think there's no choice but to give her a first place.
Jenny goes, I want to talk to Mary and let her know how that made me feel. And I just wrote, good luck.
Yeah, good luck, Jenny. But honestly, good for her for.
Yeah, good, I mean, and, say and good something. For Whitney. Stan. Okay, I have.
Okay, we'll get to it.
Mary pulls up to Veneto, yet another Italian eatery, Salt Lake City, Little Italy.
She's also wearing like jade green.
Which she's in a Versace.
It was pretty chic.
She has never struck me as having a chic look, but I love that she just throws stuff together.
I think there's a hodgepodge chicness to her that is actually kind of major.
It's like it's own. Uh-huh. She is creating her own kind of style,
which is pure chaos and getting dressed in the dark, but like with.
But her outfit minimum 10K.
Yeah, 10. Imagine dressing in the dark and looking like that.
You know who she kind of dresses like?
Who
is Emily in Paris? She's Emily in Paris vibes.
I was thinking there should be a whole plot line where Emily in Paris gets convicted of murder.
There should,
like Amanda Knox.
We need a true crime. Twist in Emily in Paris.
I saw someone tweet, Emily in Paris gets deported.
I started watching that show too over the break.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's the most like soothing.
It's a balm.
Mindless.
Yeah.
But so great. It's like eye candy.
And Pat Fields does the outfit for
it. Yeah. Samantha should do a walk-on role in Emily in Paris. That would be the ultimate fuck you.
Yeah.
We'll have to get into that on a different episode,
though. We will.
Mary's meeting Meredith for lunch at Veneto.
Mary? Okay, I'm going to say something. Meredith has shitty clothes.
Yeah, she was not impressing me.
I'm sorry.
That purple outfit.
She looks insane. And
a feather
outfits,
fell off.
It was. She had feather on her face.
Her outfits are stapled together.
I'm sorry. I know everyone's like, she's a goddess. And like,
she does kill it sometimes.
She does kill it. But
I
sometimes.
I would say it's like 50% killing it, 50% it's killing me.
Yeah. I take that back. She doesn't have shitty clothes. She has nice clothes.
Some of the clothes are shitty. If your ostrich feather has fallen off of your suit,
mm-hmm.
you're wearing a shitty suit.
Yeah. Anyway, Meredith, what does Mary have on her? What is going on?
I really think Meredith has been told to be like Mary Whisperer or something.
No, I think it goes deeper than this. I think something is up with these two, that they're in such sense. When are they like bosom buddies till the very end, like Thelma and Louise-ing around Salt Lake City?
Did you hear that little whimper? He had a dream.
He's haunted by the movie we just made.
His acting debut. Hey, cutie, no.
I'm just like, what is going on that... And then I'm like...
I really do think
you
that
think?
It's... I think okay. that it's just told... Like, it's like, you have to keep her close because otherwise she'll just walk away and then no one can rein her in.
Yeah.
And we have to, like, keep her around and keep her feeling, like, safe. And Meredith's the only one that's, like, willing to kind of do that.
I love
thinking that there's something a little more nefarious at play.
I think there, I don't know.
I mean, I hope there is.
I know it's probably just for the drama and like it was a cliffhanger the way they edited it. But like the next week's episode, like there is some truth or some credence to them being like, did Mary and Meredith
take down Jen?
Yeah.
I don't see why that would be such a bad thing if they did.
No, but like hell hath no fury like a mother of a gay.
I'm sorry, you don't fuck with a gay's mom and you don't fuck with literally someone that thinks they're God. That's like rule number one and two.
Two really powerful.
Their forces combined
is a hurricane.
Will destroy your life.
Mary does a very haunting impression of Jenny that is so racist and unbelievable. And Meredith just kind of goes,
Well, it's incredible to see people's reactions to Mary's just like casual racism because I think they're so shocked that they just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And I think it's also kind of funny because it's like it's like, Mary, I think it would be a lot different if it was a white person saying and doing the things that Mary is doing.
Right.
But because she's black, I think it's very disarming. And so when she does it in front of white people, they're just like, what do I do? And then they kind of default to doing nothing or just like making, like blinking.
I mean, her comments are they're shocking.
They're just overtly, yeah, very racist.
They're atrocious. But yeah, it is like, it's interesting to see like how uncomfortable and like spineless these people are when it comes to like being like, Mary, don't say that. And it's like, they can't really.
But also like, what are they going to say? If you say anything to Mary, she flips out.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a lose-lose, but I love that it's putting them in an uncomfortable situation.
And every time Meredith just goes,
she goes, well,
go girl. I was give looking us nothing
at, later in when she says something, she's like recapping what she had said to Jenny about the slanted eyes comment to both Meredith and Seth. And I was just watching Seth's face and it's just like a long blink.
I think that's your perma state when you're talking to Mary is just blinking and just being like, oh.
It's like that meme of the guy like yeah. blinking.
It's shocking. Mary asks like, are you cool with Lisa?
She goes, so who is Lisa to you?
She's like, well, it's interesting.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Mary's theories about Jenny being a reflection of Lisa, and then her theory of if you introduce someone, your friend, to another friend, and the friend you introduce is rude, then it means that you're rude. I was like, the galaxy brain
yeah.
games here are on another level.
Yeah.
And then I'm just done. Like I go to a different place.
Yeah, it's
like you sure do.
Having lunch with her is probably the most confounding thing one could experience. Just a casual lunch.
Interacting with her.
Yeah.
It's truly you're in Mary's world
mm-hmm.
and you cease to exist and you're in a neither world.
Yeah.
You're in another place.
Neither.
Yeah.
Jack is going to prom.
Fresh wolf vibes.
Lisa's wearing red colored contacts, I swear to God. She looks like the devil. She looks like a Halloween adventure colored contacts. What the fuck? Her eyes are amber.
I couldn't see that. I thought she looked incredible.
No, she looks amazing, but she's literally wearing red color contacts.
She's just fired up about Jack's first prom.
Jack's voice is deeper than mine.
Mm-hmm. Wait, okay,
he's more of a man than I'll ever be.
When I was in Mexico, two of the guys that were also there at the same time, like they're friends of ours and we met up with them and like would have these like group dinners and stuff, and it was this gay couple, and one of them bought the other one all Fresh Wolf products for Christmas, and they were saying that the scent of Fresh Wolf is a haunting, haunting scent.
Like what?
Like it's like Axe, but on crack. No. And it like lingers on everything. I didn't get to personally smell it, so I can't give you like my perspective on the Fresh Wolf of it all, but I know that they were
haunted
and traumatized.
Maybe we should interview them once.
I know we should, yeah.
Where are they based?
They're in LA. It would be very easy to speak with them.
Damn. I want to know. I was so curious. Like, what?
They got like the shampoo, the like hair pomade, and they just said the scent lingered. Like, it's just the thickest, most axiest scent. But maybe boys love that.
Teen boys might like it.
Yeah. They just want to be Fresh Wolf vibes.
Lisa is preparing for Jack's photographer to come over, who's like this kind of like bearish hot daddy.
Mm hmm.
She's like, oh my God, thank you so much for coming. And she just directs Jack. Like the photographer's just there as like an extension of Lisa.
She goes, look away, look off into the distance, turn your head to the right. Now look off, turn left.
Turn your ankle,
put your foot away.
Yeah.
I love her. I need her on a photo shoot.
And at one point she's just watching him and she's like trying to get him to smile. She goes like this. Terrifying stage mom.
Her prom memories.
I know.
When I went to prom, I went in a stretch limo and I went with Joey and he was a friend, but I was so terrified that he was going to try and kiss me. And I said, get out. Don't go. I was like loving her.
I know.
Her long story about Joey, her prom date.
And you see a picture of her and I'm like, damn, she's like so Long Island. I love it.
I know. And she like, looks pretty much the same.
The same. Hasn't aged.
I love it.
And then Jack's date comes, who's at one point he knocks her boutonniere to the ground. And I thought that was cute.
Henry goes, he sucks at this. I love like Henry, little shit, little brother.
I know. Henry looks like
you're so supportive. Yeah. Don't you love how supportive he is?
Henry looks like he's in the Matrix, like in the real world.
He's total Matrix.
With like the shaved head.
He's cool.
He is.
I love how much Lisa loves this prom. And I was like, this would be me if I were a mom. I would be hovering over my son, mm-hmm. trying to tie the little flower thing on his dates. Where I would be getting in every photo. My glam. I would be more glam than everyone.
You would have a glam squad.
Yeah. I'd be like, need extra glam for Jack's photo shoot for prom.
Jack continuously calls her Lisa, which I was like,
whoa, they're on a first name basis. Okay, that freaks me out when people call their parents by their first name. I think it's unnatural and very weird.
Like when they were literally newborn, she was like, okay, you're going to call me Lisa because we're business associates now.
My name's Lisa and your name's Jack. Please use that when we address each other.
Don't look at me like a mom. Look at me like a colleague.
I expect a presentation on the first year of your life and your goals, yeah. Your 1 year plan.
What's your 5 year plan, aka when you're 5 years old?
Can you make a PowerPoint? I need to know where you see yourself when you're five.
Other than kindergarten.
Pull some inspirational images and let's get to work. We'll have a boardroom meeting at 1.
Your boardroom meeting at 1. If you're not out of this hospital by the end of the week, then I don't know what to tell you. Just don't think about coming home at all.
Try not to feed during our boardroom meeting.
And if you have to poo-poo, take it outside.
You have to poo, you have to go afterwards. You have to hold it in. This is business. This isn't personal.
Yeah.
It's not personal. It's business.
You have to have your BlackBerry on at all times.
Someone's calling you.
Someone's calling you right now.
Are you going to answer?
What are you going to do? This is a test. It's a drill.
You have 48 voicemails. When are you going to get to them?
Yeah.
You're going to need to roll calls soon.
Yeah.
She's had them rolling calls since they were on the tit.
Yeah. You can't feed during the conference call.
Your inbox is full. You have 4,918 emails.
Yeah.
Are you going to respond to them? It's very unprofessional if you don't respond.
I'm now BCCing you on all of my emails. You have to check each one. You have to respond so I know you got them. Every time I get an email, you have to respond.
So they're piling up. I would love for you to take a look at those.
30 new emails. Let's get this rolling. Let's get this going.
She gets them a laptop. Mm-hmm. Their laptop is set up like a full business center in their room when they arrive home from the hospital.
Their little pudgy hands are just, their pudgy baby hands are just click, click.
She just sets a bassinet in front of the desk and she goes, all right, get to work.
All right, boys, let's get this going.
Okay, team, can't wait to see what you come up with.
And then Jack, when he's like 3 and the other one's born, He's like, it's a hard place here. Just stick with me and I'll show you how.
He's like a headset on. Yeah. He's like, oh, 1 second.
1 second.
Hello, this is Jack.
Hello, Jack. He's like,
it's me. It's a full blown.
No, it's like one of those like toy phones. What are they called? The little like.
Like the baby, like cell phones.
Hello, it's Jack. His voice was that deep from the moment he was born.
She goes, it's me.
It's me.
You're going to need to have an authoritative voice.
Yeah.
Deeper the better. Hey, it's me, Lisa.
Yeah, it's me, Lisa. You're going to have to take Henry through his first week. He has to shadow you. So show him the ropes. By the end of the week, I expect him to be like answering calls and doing his thing in the meetings.
I'll see you guys at 9 a.m. on Monday.
Yeah.
Now Whitney is getting ready for her Wild Rose event. She goes, this event is going to kill me.
I'm like, honey, this is what happens when you spend $300,000. Your children's college fund. This is a gamble.
I don't think it's going to work out.
I don't get what this is. What is her company? What is Wild Rose?
I think it's an MLM.
I do too, because at one point she goes, thank you for selling my product.
Yeah. I think that's maybe it was an MLM, but she's now turning it into just a M.
Or an ML?
A multi-level? Just a It's just a scheme now. Mm-hmm. It's no longer a multi-level marketing scheme. It's just a scheme called Wild Rose Beauty.
It's not cohesive. Fresh Wolf is more cohesive than Wild Rose.
Fresh Wolf, I get. I can like conceptualize what that is. I know what I'm getting. And I would choose, I would not buy probably any Housewives product, but maybe I'd buy a Karen Huger's candle just to see.
Oh, I buy a La Dom.
But I would not buy Wild Rose. I would buy 1,000 other beauty products before I would buy Wild Rose.
Yeah, I would buy like...
I'd buy like Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez before I would buy Wild Rose.
I'd start a tab at Eileen too before...
Oh, gladly.
Gladly.
I'd buy 17 more mini skirts at Kyle by Eileen too before I would buy a single product of Wild Rose.
I would eat every meal of every week for an entire week of Villa Blanca.
Your colon would fall out.
I know. My colon would literally fall out of my hole.
Your colon would run away screaming from your body, yeah, never to return.
My intestines would...
You would have a tapeworm. You'd have a 17-mile-long tapeworm, yeah, from eating every day at Villa Blanca. Would you rather eat the like lobster salad from Villa Blanca every day?
Or buy Wild
for
Rose.
For a month? Or only be allowed to use Wild Rose beauty products?
Honestly, the lobster salad. I'm not buying this shit. I know it's jacked
up. I
want
to see like what there is to offer. Wild Rose beauty.
Wild Rose.
Wild Rose. Be wild. Be like a rose.
Look, I am dressed like a rose.
Look, I am Whitney Rose, and this is Wild Rose.
This is Wild
Be
Rose.
Be wild like a rose.
Oh my God. I'm thinking about my stomach now dealing with lobster salad.
I'm about to shart thinking about...
You're already on the verge.
Things are tenuous.
Wait, that looks like a Marriott.
It is Marriott vibes. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe this is real. I think she's a total scammer.
All natural ingredients, no fluff.
No fluff.
All natural, but all natural doesn't mean the same as organic.
No, what does that even mean, by the way?
It just means no natural. Fluff. No fluff. Cruelty-free and vegan.
Cruelty-free.
Oh, she's vegan?
Where the products are vegan, but that doesn't mean they're organic.
What are they? What is that?
Restore and Glow. A daily cleanser for $29? No. $29? $29! The launch party special.
Can you imagine?
One is $89.
What?
Anti-aging oxygen serum energizes skin function by increasing cellular oxygenation.
Okay, but in what world am I like, oh, you know who I really am going to trust with my face journey? Whitney Rose.
Yeah, like, absolutely not.
Since when are we turning to her? Like, she's, you know what I mean?
No, she hasn't established herself as like a beauty maven. Like, I feel like
Gwyneth Paltrow, like, even though some of her products are probably like full holes.
I've tried a lot of them and they're actually pretty good.
Hey, we were gifted
her, like,
Goop.
Moisturizer.
Simon and I were gifted Goop. Pots and pans.
Love that. How are they?
They're white and like copper.
The ceramic-y copper ones. Be careful though. There's some stuff that you can't cook in ceramic. I learned that the hard way. We'll talk about it later. I don't want any Wild Rose. And if you guys are thinking about buying it, what? Only the best. Only the best ingredients.
Who are they?
I don't know. They're probably the brand ambassadors.
How long is this website?
Oh, look, there's a Wild Rose Facebook group. Enter your own rules.
That sounds like some LuLaRoe. How deep is this page? It goes so deep. Look, you're still scrolling.
I'm still scrolling.
Ah! This freaks me out. No page should be this.
The price levels are weird though, because like a lip balm is $5, but then there's another $89. Like if you have a beauty brand. And you're like a celebrity. I use that term very loosely. Oh, look. That's the picture from her photo shoot. Rose gang.
Rose gang. I'm freaked out by how deep this page is. It's literally a trench.
Are your products vegan? Yes.
Yes.
It just says, yes! Exclamation point. What products?
We'd love to hear from you.
Let's write, who are you?
Who are you? What is this?
We'd love to hear from you.
I love this. Here's this review. Amazing. I have really sensitive skin and it breaks out easy. I have loved every Wild Rose beauty product I've used and had no negative reactions to them. I should fucking hope so.
Wait, but like when...
That's the bare minimum, is that you have no negative reactions to a skin product.
Yeah. Does Whitney have like a background in face care? Is this like...
I guess she had whatever what's called...
No, I know, but like... I just am so confused why she's like... Oh, I will become a billion-dollar business. Damn.
Yeah, I don't see this being like a billion-dollar biz.
Sorry, I'm not trying to like, you know, I'm not trying to put a girl boss down. I support women in the work. But I just don't understand her business model.
Here's Wild Rose's quote of the month.
Okay.
Amazing things happen when women help other women.
Quoted, I said that quote.
I'm...
Laura, that's... It says Laura Marie Shane Holmes.
Amazing things happen.
Amazing. Who said that? Like...
Oh, someone. It wasn't Whitney.
Who? Like... Margaret Thatcher.
I just... I'm sorry. Their Daily Glow Moisturizer... I think Goop's Daily Glow Moisturizer is either the same or... $10 more than this, and you cannot, like, no, buy the Goop one. I yeah. promise you, I wouldn't buy any of this. I'm just saying. And that's my story.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsitis.
I'm Kayla Tsinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So Heather comes over.
Heather goes, a month ago, you did not have a logo. You did not have pillows. You did not have gift sets, trying to be supportive. And I was like, that was all for the better.
She's like, do you want to drink some wine? I'm like, no, don't get drunk. You have a lot to do.
Yeah, stop. You have pillows to stuff.
You got pillows to stuff, girl.
You have these true pillows made with the small hands of like underpaid child laborers that you ordered from like Thailand to stuff with IKEA like pillow things.
I wrote, go girl, give us Wild Rose. So they're talking about Mary, and at one point Whitney goes, either she really is God or she's a cult leader.
So the storyline that Whitney's like proposing is that Meredith and Mary had something to do with Jen's arrest, which if they did, I guess great. But it also just seems like just a storyline or something fake to say.
It's a salacious thing to drum up.
Like, they're just basing that off of Mary saying, like, you don't mess with me, or you mess with me, this is what happens.
Here's the thing that I've learned with all these shows is, like, when they come up with an accusation like this that seemingly has no... There's always, like, a kernel of truth we're not hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's stuff that they're hearing.
Yeah.
I think Whitney's kind of, like, a shit stirrer, but I don't think she would, like, pull this out of her ass.
Well, it seems like producers are like, you need to say, like, what if they did? And it's... I don't know.
So the proof is like the evidence is like the day that of the arrest, Mary was like nowhere to be found. Meredith was already in Vail.
Meredith was just touching the surfaces of that beautiful mansion and taking a bath.
She's going,
ooh, she was luxuriating.
She was going, yes, I'll take it. I'll take the whole house.
I'm going to bathe.
So I don't know. I mean, I could see it just being like a storyline, but it does feel like it's... That's like bordering on slander. So it's like there probably is something that we're not being told.
Yeah.
The word on the street in SLC. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But also, wasn't Jen just gonna get arrested eventually anyways?
Well, that's okay.
She's
so we,
such a criminal.
We go to her house of lies. And Jen's mom comes.
In the seventh circle of hell, otherwise known as the Shaw Chalet.
Her mom comes, who seems sweet. She looks exhausted.
I deeply feel for everyone in Jen's life.
I do too. Her children especially. But her mom looks on the verge of tears. Devastated.
Also this like... Jen is doing amazing work on this show because...
Her charity work?
Her charity work.
With the National American Tongan Charity?
Having your mom come over to help you stuff packages for like your charity work that you're just casually doing one afternoon when you've been arrested by the FBI and investigated by Homeland Security for massive fraud.
And now you're just stuffing bags with toothpaste.
Like, you just really... I'm put on this earth to really just help other people.
Dying. I just wrote she's starting.
I know. Her acting. Keep but her like, on the show at all costs.
Honestly... It might work.
I know. She goes, this was not supposed to happen to me.
She goes, you know, I just thought like with all the time I have and like just all the feeling, what better way to like settle myself and give me some clarity than to do charity? I was like, wow, you are getting coached.
Honey.
Her mom is a teacher who's been teaching for like 30 years and she has a retirement fortune of $1 million that she's planning to liquidate. Completely to pay for Jen's
lawyers. And her mom goes, you're innocent and I'm going to do everything I can to help you. Dark money vibes on this show. I like that they're just like confronting money.
Yeah.
And like talking openly about liquidating their whole savings on behalf of fruitless endeavors.
Can you imagine her and that Jen is just like, cool, thanks.
I think Jen believes her own narrative. You'd have to in order to even be able to show face anymore.
Yeah, she goes, this is not supposed to happen to me. I go, she is out of her fucking gourd.
Beyond.
Like she's so has lost the plot and is so beyond, I think, any kind of salvaging. That is absolutely bone chilling. And I feel like her mom... There's a part of her that knows that she's guilty.
I think everyone in her life knows she's guilty, but they all have to say that she's innocent on camera. And that's like part of this like sick arrangement that they have with her.
It's beyond sick.
And I think Sharif knows that she's absolutely guilty.
Her sons,
her mom. But like there's nothing they can do except say you're innocent and try and go with this charade.
Her aunt that was in hospital.
Her aunt who's dead now.
Yeah. Oh, she knows.
Now she knows that.
She knows that. She knows everything. She knows the secrets of the universe.
We should like find a medium to connect with Jen's
aunt?
Dead diabetic aunt.
Oh my God.
And ask her a thing or two.
We should just have a medium come on in general to talk about 2022 and like what the vibes are
going to be.
I'll split it with you.
Do you understand? Well, I actually have a hot tip. I agree we should have a medium, but I'm obsessed with this astrology app called Chani.
Oh, she reposted me once.
Chani's everything to me. And she has like, you can buy her personalized guides for the coming year.
Yeah.
It's like $42, but it's 90 pages of content. It's like the first 30 is just like general vibes, but then the next 60 are like specific to your sign. And I was reading it and then I read like I bought mine Gemini vibes, but then I read like the January through March stuff and I was like doing some journaling and looking back and referencing other things that she was saying. And I was like, wait, this fucking bitch is on to something. Like I cannot recommend them enough.
Wow.
Chani's fan of Carrie.
Well, her like brand reposted me and I was like, wait, this is that
fans,
all the celebs.
A fan of Carrie O'Donnell's is a friend of all.
Lisa.
Jack, turn your ankle in.
Turn your ankle in.
Sit up straight, posture.
Her mom, there was such a sadness and brokenness to her mom and like, it kind of broke my heart. And that's $1 million of being a teacher.
Imagine.
Which is such a difficult, like rewarding, but like,
but also it can be a thankless fucking job.
And like those people just work their asses off. Teachers are like, And for her to save all that money and then spend it all on some pointless endeavor to like...
She should not do that.
She should not do it.
I'm saying right now, keep your Charlene, money, honey. If you're listening, you need to put yourself first.
Put yourself first.
2022 is about prioritizing yourself.
Your daughter was not thinking about you and she was scamming old people.
No.
So fuck her. And keep honestly, your $1 million.
What are you going to do if you run out of money and you like, saddle who's going to take care of you if you're fucking broke and you're 70 years old?
And your daughter can't support you because she's in
jail.
Fucking jail.
And all the money you spent.
Don't.
Moot.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. I know you love her, but do not do it. Any financial advisor, anyone in their right mind would tell you it's not your responsibility to bail her out. She made her bed and now she has to lie in it. And you have to fucking retire and care for yourself in your last years on this planet. You're going to die in a ditch somewhere.
Take your grandchildren, take the $1 million and bolt.
Yeah,
run.
Go get a condo.
Go get a condo, honey,
up.
In Scottsdale or yeah, wherever the fuck.
Go to an affordable city.
Yeah, go
get
to
get a condo and live out the last of your days in
move
luxury.
To San Diego.
You can go call Jen every week.
Yeah.
On her supervised jail calls. FaceTime her. Now it's time for the Wild Rose Beauty Party.
Meredith's outfit. Guys,
I'm not well.
I love
neither is she.
Look, I love her. I think she's gorgeous. I
love
she's
feathers.
Eleganza. I think she's a Bene Gesserit vibes, like truly queen. But in this outfit, she was wrong.
No, it was all wrong.
And like, look, I'm not some. Look at me. Look at me right now.
We're
I'm
no not fashion like a, plates.
I'm not like a fashion.
This isn't E.
No, this is not E.
This is not red carpet
but
commentary, but we have eyes.
And I have a...
I have AIDS. I was like, Carrie, you're doing some AIDS gallows humor on the box. I'm like, we have eyes and he has AIDS and we are not okay with this.
The Wild Rose.
Wild Rose. But this look was...
It was an abomination, and she
Who
should
made
be
this?
She should be chased to the streets.
She should be...
She should be chased up into the windmill.
No,
windmill like Frankenstein.
Yeah,
with
that
pitchforks
was not
and
okay.
torches.
She should be... Those feathers should be ripped off.
They're on her face!
And then they should be poke. Yeah, until she agrees never to wear an outfit like that again.
She goes...
John,
Lisa goes, yeah, okay, John, Whitney wants us all to be wearing neutrals and blush.
She goes, so what should I wear? He goes, why don't you wear it all? And then he laughed. And I was like, look at you coming out of your shell, making little jokes.
I like
the John.
Sweater.
I know. He was cute. I saw what you have seen in John this whole time.
You see it now.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy, Big Dick John.
Big Dick John.
In his macaroni orange sweater.
He's learning to laugh. Mm-hmm. He's feeling not so shy. Mm-mm. Shy John, I didn't get. I don't get like a shy guy.
His humor is very hee-hee.
But I think in they joke a lot. But when the cameras are out, he gets like totally wooden. But I love him for that.
Angie's at the party.
Finally.
My queen. I'm sorry.
Where did she go? How is she such a huge part of this show for one episode, then disappeared forever?
I really feel in my bones that every blonde person, every blonde woman that shows up on this show that's not a main cast member participated in the insurrection.
Which one was the one who was at? Was it Sarah Jane or is...
It was Sarah Jane.
Okay, love her.
Miss Q. It's Save the Children vibes.
Is she... Was that the Sarah Jane? Because I thought there was like another Sarah.
One of Whitney's friends was at the coup.
She didn't like go in
no,
the building,
no, but
she was there. She was strolling. She was just checking out the vibes.
She was saving the children.
I love that for her.
But Angie, like what happened? Did something happen where she just like, they were like, okay, we got this really...
Lisa was like, no more.
I really think it was like Lisa Barlow.
Lisa shut it down.
Anyway, she's
Bring
there.
Bring back Angie.
We need her.
Yeah. I love this Wild Rose step and repeat. Or what if we kissed on the Wild Rose step and repeat?
Seth, just like, yeah, I love it. Just being like, like.
I want to do air kiss with Seth. Like when you're all made up and he goes, you look beautiful. And you go, Love you, baby.
Seth is literally put Botox into a headlock by Whitney's brother that she wrestles with.
Yeah.
And I was like,
God, yeah.
I was like, what's happening?
Her brother that she...
Seth has been Botox to the gods.
Botox to the gods. Botox by your life. One eyebrow's going one way and another eyebrow's going another way.
You look good, though.
Oh, I'd ride that.
Yeah, me too. I just wrote Seth is so funny. He's just always like giddy and excited to be with Meredith.
Though, friend of the pod, Jamie Stein, directed me to Seth's Instagram where he's like a self-help guru or something. It was that truly took my boner way, way, way down.
Like one of those YouTube ads where they're like, I bought a car and a mansion in 7 years. Here's how you can do it.
Not even that. He's just like, you've got this. I'm going to show you because actually I need to traumatize you.
Okay. Botox to the gods.
Botox to the gods. He goes, fill her up for your life.
Pump my temples full of it for your life.
For your life.
For your life. Oh.
Oh, he's private.
He went private. Wow.
Wow. Well,
something happened.
Wow.
Well,
why did he go private? Mm-hmm. He might be getting trolled today.
We'll report back to you about it.
He'll go unprivate again, but I think just request. He's very much like self-help vibes on the gram. Ooh. And it didn't do much for me.
I'm disengaging.
Yeah.
Jenny walks in. Mary's with Meredith and Seth. It's like they're a little trio tonight. Mm-hmm. And Jenny basically like immediately goes up and she's like, I'd like to talk to you, Mary. She pulls all the women back.
Mary, though, shows up and she is miffed that there's not a coat check. She's walking. She goes, can you get a coat check?
She goes, this might be the worst party I've ever been to.
She goes, one of the worst events I've attended, probably into the afterlife. So she's saying in all of existence, her spirit's existence on this planet, for the infinity to come, this wild rose party will be the worst event she will ever attend. As
I think
just
Mary
a spirit entity.
She's in both worlds.
She is, and I think she does know deep down that this is the worst event her soul will ever.
And she's seen heaven
grace.
And hell.
She's seen it all.
So this is
she's
saying
literally
a lot.
God. So if this is the worst,
I trust her.
I would hope that the worst event I would ever attend in my life is a wild rose. Wild rose.
I don't think, especially with me, I think, yeah.
It would not be. I've attended far worse.
Being in LA, you've attended, we've all attended.
Just being alive, you've attended.
They sit down and Jenny's like, look, Mary, you said that comment about my eyes and that was really racist and fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary goes, really? Because I like them, though.
Because I love slanted eyes. And I was like, Mary.
And one woman says, not one of the ladies say a thing. They all just kind of go, yeah. And then Meredith goes, I don't know if I would have seen it as offensive, but, and I was like, Meredith, shut the fuck up.
She goes, that could be offensive for some people, and I wouldn't say that.
But I don't know if I would, I was like,
the
shut.
Best, though, was when they cut to Jen Shaw in her, like, bejeweled outfit, and she goes, ooh, that's a boo-boo, Meredith.
I liked her impression.
And I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, that's why she gets to stay on the show.
She looked like Michael Jackson.
She looked terrifying. She looked like Bella Hadid at the Met Gala when she wore those like jeweled.
Yeah. I liked
her. Probably
a
Jeremy Scott outfit or Moschino or whatever.
Remember when Heather was like, I gotta go watch my daughter do kick line and Jen just started going. Mary is pretending to not know that what she said was ghoulishly offensive. And she's just like, I don't understand.
I think she kind of doesn't know, because I also think that no one has ever told her because she is God in their eyes.
I think she knows. She also, at one point, then Lisa's like, well, Mary, you did say the whole thing about, like, Mexican cartel. You said Jen looked like a woman, a cartel member from Mexico.
Yeah.
And then Mary goes, I don't know. She goes, I just saw the braids and the fur coat, and there were helicopters.
She goes, why is there a helicopter?
She goes, I just knew.
What was the FBI?
It must have been the cartel.
I love her theory that Jen is somehow involved with the cartel.
And then Whitney,
Jenny gives her back the shoes,
which I loved.
She goes, take these back. And she goes, they weren't even meant for me. They were meant for Jen. And they go, how do you know that? And she goes, Lisa told me.
And then Jen goes, thank you, Mary.
And then Mary goes, well, Jen, do you want them? And Jen's like, yeah.
Literally.
This is why I love these ladies, is because they will sit there and they'll take the shoes. I would do the same thing.
Mary, also, I just love her continued bribing. It works every time. But it's unstoppable. I was laughing again about Whitney hearing Heather giggling through the walls with Mary and Lisa.
Like, Heather got like a $5,700 purse.
She didn't give it back.
She's not giving that back. I love everyone got a gift except for Whitney. And I love, she goes, the receipt was in there. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean for that to be in there. She goes, that was my bad. She goes, you bought them for you. And she goes, yeah, I bought them for the reunion. But they were really uncomfortable, so I didn't want them anymore. Do you want them? She goes, well.
And then Meredith says something like, Jen needs a friend right now. And she goes, she needs support and friends right now. And she goes, and I can't do that.
And they go, someone goes, why? And she goes, because I have too much pain.
I just love that. But she's like, but she needs friends. I just can't do it.
I'm not doing it. Yeah.
It's like so much worse than.
This is chaos.
It is.
But okay, so this is where I was like, Whitney, you're full of shit. And she goes, I like my friends like I like my skincare, non-toxic and cruelty-free. And I was like, you don't actually care about any of this, whether someone's racist or not. It's just like a chance to plug your brand.
Your MLM.
Yeah. I go, okay, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
Meredith and Mary bolt out together.
Yeah, Mary's done.
And Lisa, of course, skitters after them.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, Mary, are you mad at me, though? Don't be mad at me, Mary.
When Meredith says, because she's like, people were talking badly about Jen, and that's not okay. And I was like, wait, why do you suddenly think that that's not okay? And you're like, Team Jen, inexplicably. Mm-hmm. And Lisa goes, who are you directing that at? Who is that directed towards? Knowing full well it's about her.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Mary... Yeah, Meredith has full feathers in her face.
Her suit is falling apart. Mary is holding a feather.
She's
just waving it around.
There's just like chicken bones and feathers everywhere, and it's Meredith.
And Meredith just stalks up to Seth following Mary, and he's like, what happened? She goes, they want to fight and argue, and it's not interesting.
Okay.
Lisa goes, Mare, can we have a talk? I'm just really confused. And Meredith goes, you're just really yelling in my face and it's not boding well for me. You're on pills.
Yeah, you're on Quaaludes.
You're an opiate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an opioid addict.
She's really...
You're a victim of the opioid crisis.
She's really done with Lisa, I think.
I hate to see their friendship in this place. I pray that they get back to a good place. But as long as Meredith falls victim to the opioid crisis that's crippling America, I don't see a way back to friendship for them.
And then it ends off with that.
What if Mary's providing Meredith pills with the opioids she craves?
Yeah.
And that's why they're friends.
Yeah. She's like, these were prescribed to me.
Yeah. You want my oxy?
For my odor removal surgery.
One of my many surgeries.
Yeah, we want them.
One of my thousands of surgeries.
Meredith is like, sure.
Sure, I will take them.
I feel like hers is more like smoking in like an opium den. And like,
well, she, 1900s, I think that's like
Istanbul.
Where it started. How it started was how it started, how it's going, and how it started was like Meredith in a beautiful opium den. And how it's going is literally Mary just giving her oxy for her gland surgery.
Oh my God.
I loved during Whitney's toast to her brand, Lisa and Mary are just having a full-blown conversation in the corner.
She goes, thank you all for selling my products too.
She goes, every single person is here for a reason. I was like, yeah, because you invited them.
Yeah, because you've locked them into your scheme, your scam.
She goes, thank you to my husband for following me into reckless risk. And everyone goes, ha, 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 ha. And I was like, you guys are fucked.
Yeah, you're right for that.
Yeah, because you should say thank you to my kids.
Thank you to my kids for
sorry that you can't go to college anymore.
Yeah. You will not be college educated thanks to Wild Rose Beauty. You have crippling student loans that will chase you for the rest of your life.
They will
call
you
every day, haunting your credit score in the toilet.
They go, knock, knock, it's me again.
Please pay.
Why do I sound like Bora?
I don't know. I sound like Isabella Rossellini had helium. Please pay. Thank you to Joe Biden for making student loans come back so my kids can pay for their own college because I had to rebrand Wild Rose Beauty. Thank you,
Joe Biden.
Next week, Jen and Lisa brawl.
Oh my God. They're brawling on a bus.
They're going to lay hands on each other in a huge bus.
Lisa welcomes it. She goes, you want to take me?
I would not fight Lisa.
No,
I would not fight either of them.
She's from New York.
Yeah. She'll smack your ass up. She'll give you a New York beating.
She'll just take her outside and beat him. Get them all beaten with a stick.
I also would not fight Jen.
Guys, let us know. Would you buy Wild Rose products? And if you have, let us know how they are.
If you've bought Wild Rose products, you need to actually sign up for this Patreon because you're getting a way better deal.
Yeah.
For $6 a month. You get so much, and for Wild Rose Beauty,
you go into debt.
Yeah. You don't get anything.
So any testimonials, anyone who's tried it, let us know. Hit us up in the reader mail. We have some good things coming. We have a tour coming up next month.
Oh my God.
Pacific Northwest tour.
Use your Christmas money.
Yeah,
use your credit cards.
Use your credit cards to go into debt buying tickets.
But seriously, it's like $20.
Yeah, it's like the easiest $20 you'll ever spend. San Francisco, February 27th.
27th.
Seattle.
March 4th.
No.
3rd. Second.
Second. And Portland, March 3rd.
3rd. Buy tickets. This is a bit we're doing.
Go to LarsMarie.com. All the links are there, or they're on the Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Happy to be here in the new year with you. Happy to be
so glad.
Glad to be back and potting, and we can't wait to bring you on this wild ride called 2023.
Bye.